For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
What chore do you wish your husband, your boyfriend, your kids would actually do completely and correctly the way that you've instructed them to do it your whole life, but they just can't seem to get it?
All of them.
You gotta pick just one. Call it a pet peeve. Call it a spousal standoff. This one came up. It's funny. Apparently, there's a debate on Twitter. I don't know what the debate is, but basically the phenomenon, if you live in a two-story house, of just leaving things on the stairs. So if something needs to go upstairs, you put it on the stairs. And we do this at my house. Like, there's a special place on the railing for, like, dirty dish towels, because it's a metal railing.
Yeah.
So those kind of get wedged into this certain area to keep them separate from everything. You don't want them on, like, the hardwood risers. Yeah.
And they're supposed to, that is signifying that they're going to go upstairs into the laundry.
They're going into the laundry. Everything else, papers, stuffed animals, swords, Darth Vader costumes, they all go on the actual stairs, creating a
So you don't have to
hazard.
Use the stairs at all.
You can't use the stairs. Nobody can get upstairs. But the whole debate online is that there's only one person in the house who actually transports the things that are on the stairs, upstairs or downstairs, and that's Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mom's the one that puts them there.
Mom says...
Mom's not always the one that puts them there.
Right. Mm. This was one of the tweets I loved, as Samantha said, I put my husband's Walgreens bag on the stairs for him to take up. And it took me 4 days to realize he knew they were there. He'd just been putting on his deodorant and taking his vitamins right there on the stairs every morning.
I love it.
And then returning the items to the bag on the stairs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, infuriating.
Infuriating, for sure. But my question to that woman would be, like, if you had the Walgreens bag in your hand, why didn't you just take it upstairs? Yes, I know it's not yours.
Because
you're not going
mine.
Upstairs at the time.
But why not?
Because because you don't have any other reason to go up the stairs other than to bring the Walgreens bag. So you and it's not your Walgreens bag.
Exactly.
But if we walked around our entire house just not picking up what wasn't ours, well, it would just be a mess. That's what I don't understand. Like, if you're going to take the energy to take it off of the counter and put it on the stairs, just take it up or just take
because
it down.
When
regardless,
you're go up the stairs is when you gather.
When
the
you
stuff
came home from the store, you should have just taken it up the stairs in the first place instead of leaving it there for somebody else to do it.
I had to hit the restroom. Like,
no,
I'm for leaving things on the stairs. That's not going to change. But I didn't realize it is true. That stuff just stays there.
It does.
And I'm guilty of using things that are on the stairs and putting them back. It's like its own cabinet.
You know what, Carol? I'll take the stuff up on the stairs. No problem. I'll see it and I'll take it. If you, and by you, Kara, I mean all women, stop doing this one thing that you all do. Every woman, Tad, does this.
Can't wait to hear what that is.
Yes, guaranteed. Neither.
Guaranteed.
Call it pet peeves, spousal standoffs. 404-741-0985. So we've been talking about, there's a big debate online about leaving things on the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
People leave things on the stairs and they expect some magical fairy to bring them upstairs or downstairs. I get the storage part of it. Like, you leave it on the stairs because when you go upstairs, otherwise, we would have amazing leg muscles, right?
There is a thing called stairs blindness. Mom puts stuff on the stairs, and hey, if you're going up, take that. And you're halfway up the stairs, like, I didn't see anything.
It just ends up being a giant hazard. Even when I come, when I wake up in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, come downstairs, I know to stay to the right because to the left is who knows what. Headphones, kids' toys.
Kara, I said I will gladly start taking the stuff up the stairs that I did not put on the stairs, okay?
Right.
If you as a woman and women everywhere listening will figure out where exactly the Amazon boxes go, because they don't go just thrown out into the garage like a dog that peed on the rug, okay?
Yes, yes they do.
No,
that's
they do
where
not.
I send them.
Stop.
That's where I send them. My husband is responsible for the trash, and this is trash, and you deal with it.
If your name is on the Amazon package, if it was sent to Kara Wilson, whatever your name is.
Both of our names are on the Amazon packages.
Whoever opens the box is in charge of breaking it down, putting it in the recycling.
Yeah, you got to break the boxes down. You don't just fling them down to the basement.
Yes, you do.
Yet another hazard.
Right.
Boxes and boxes need to be broken down.
I have a buddy, a couple friend of mine, where she does that. She throws them all into the basement. Mm-hmm. My friend will take them, put them into her office.
No.
And then she turns around and just throws them down into the garage again.
Katie and Ackworth, what chore do you wish your husband or boyfriend or kids would do correctly?
So we recycle in our house, trying to do good. And my husband and I cannot agree on how to package up the recycling. We gather everything, like the bottles, the containers, put it into a bag to take it over to recycling. And my husband will tie it and close it before it's full. And so then you have another bottle or something, and I want to put it in, but it's already tied. So then I have to get another bag out, which defeats the purpose.
You're basically talking about you're using tall kitchen garbage bags for your recycling?
No, they're the plastic grocery bags.
Yeah, no, those aren't recyclable themselves. You need to bring those to the grocery store. So you need to use paper bags for your recycling. And good news, they don't tie off.
Oh, plastic grocery bags are not recyclable.
No, not in your recycling bin.
What?
It's not a high enough grade of plastic. Those have
what,
to
do
go
you
back
work
to the
for Dow
store.
Chemical or
Listen,
something?
Listen, it's hard enough to get somebody to put something in the recycling bin in the first place, much less tie it off and put it in a different bag.
Sorry, you're all doing it. You're all it wrong. Katie's doing it wrong. Her husband's doing it wrong. Y'all are doing
it
wrong.
We need to call Jessica and find out what Tad's doing wrong.
Right?
You don't need to call her. I leave the cabinet doors open all the time. I'm going to take them off at some point.
Psychopath.
Tad, Trex, and Kara Show. Talking about the chores you wish your husband, boyfriend, or kids would actually do correctly, if at all. This came up because it's something called stair blindness.
Yeah, so the debate on Twitter was, mom puts stuff at the stairs that's just been scattered around the house, and she expects when you go upstairs to grab it on your way up, but 99.9% of all people don't do that.
Drex.
Yeah.
Correction. Mom doesn't necessarily put the things at the bottom of the stairs and expect other people to do it.
Thank you.
Everybody puts things at the bottom of the stairs, expecting anybody to do it. But the problem is nobody but mom ever does it.
Right.
404-741-0985. Emily Peachtree Corners.
My husband grew up in New England. He was born and raised in Boston, and his mother is probably about as warm and friendly as a pit viper. This is my mother-in-law, so I'm allowed to say this out loud. Her whole deal was that she would do the laundry, she would fold the laundry, and she would put your clean laundry on the stairs. And if you walked by it one time without taking it up the stairs with you, she would open the front door and scatter your clean laundry on the front lawn.
Yes, I love her.
And I am not kidding when I say it doesn't matter if it was raining or snowing or 800 degrees out in the summer, your socks and underwear would be all over the front lawn if you dared to walk up the stairs without it. And I'll tell you what, my husband, if I leave anything out for him to carry up to the bedroom, he will take it on the first try every single time.
You got the one.
Trained.
You have the unicorn, apparently.
A properly trained husband. Thank you so much, Lizzie and Calhoun.
In our bathroom, there is a built-in cabinet system. Very nice. The top part contains towels. The bottom part contains a laundry hamper that you can't see unless you open the door.
Right. Very fancy.
No one puts their clothes in it, though. They put it in the floor in front of the cabinet.
Close enough, Lizzie.
Drex does that.
Oh, I do that absolutely. Close enough. But you want to know why, though? It's because I just might wear those clothes again. If they're in the hamper, out of sight, out of mind.
No, if they're if they're in the hamper, but they're amongst other dirty clothes. You're right.
If they're on the floor, they deserve a sniff and pop that back on.
You are not bending over to sniff some dirty clothes and put them back on.
Bend over, I can pick anything up with my toes.
Right. Okay? Well, you can use those toes to throw the dirty clothes in the hamper.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine, glorious today with a high of 65. It's 44 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what crazy things scientists are wanting to do in a second. But when you're in a life or death situation and you have to call 911, every second counts. Mm-hmm. So Brookhaven Police is now using some new technology to help cut response times. In fact, they're the only department in Georgia that has this and one of only 78 nationwide. It's called Live 911, and they're able to live stream the 911 calls as they come into the call center directly to patrol cars. So people who are duty in nearby areas can get there in a flash and try and alleviate whatever situation is happening as quickly as possible. I think that is super cool.
Sometimes things could get lost in translation if the caller's calling in and 911 then has to relay it to the officer. Something could get lost.
Or just the time it's involved in that, right?
Exactly.
But the problem is, say I'm going to rob a bank, I could have a friend call 911 and start wasting their time and get sort of police going in their direction while I sneak in the back door.
Classic diversion.
I'm in the vault before...
The thing that bothers me about 911 calls is because I watch these true crime stories is 911 callers, when they call in, they are, freaking out. They are 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
And the 911 operator, they sound like they just woke up. They're like, yes.
You've got to play it cool when you're,
they're too
in
cool.
A high stress.
There should be
something like that. You can't have two people freaking out. Like if you called 911, you're like, oh my gosh, this is going on. And be like, you're kidding me. I can't believe it.
I would like that energy.
You like energy.
Now, obviously, scientists have learned absolutely nothing from watching movies like Jurassic Park. There's a genetics company called Colossal Bioscience that wants to bring back the woolly mammoth and the dodo bird. I think this is just opening Pandora's box here. Both species went extinct for a reason, but these people want to see them roaming the earth once again. It's a Dallas-based company that's already secured over $225 million in investment money to get this thing going.
Whoa.
I think this is... has no one seen Jurassic Park? Don't you know what happens when you start messing with nature like that?
I saw this story and I thought, well, then they could bring back Prince if that's the case. If they can bring back a whole species of things.
I would love for that to happen.
Is that the person, though? If you could bring back one person, we all had to agree on the person, but I'm in charge of making the decision.
Entertainment?
I mean, whatever.
I mean, anything? Anybody?
Anybody.
Oh, I need to chew on that for a second, but I mean, Prince,
you can't be selfish because we all have to agree.
Right.
So, like, I'd bring back my dad, but you guys don't want to hang out with
Right.
Which is, makes, says
a
lot
Prince
about you.
I think Prince is a
you.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
I like his music.
You know what? Just something to noodle on.
Right.
Time to play Beach Shazam. 5 seconds to name that tune. Kara and Drex going up against each other. Category last night were the Grammys. This morning, it's the Grannies.
Oh.
All these women, pop stars, over the age of 60, starting with Kara.
Okay. That's Madonna, Material Girl.
Is correct.
Wow. Over 60, huh?
Madonna's 64 years old.
Wow.
I know some of these are going to be more surprising than others. Drex, are you ready for your first song? It's the Grannies.
I believe that's Cher, and the song is just Believe, isn't it?
It is correct. Do you believe in life after love? Want to guess how old Cher is?
I don't want to be offensive, but I think she's in her 70s, right?
76.
Wow.
Here's the deal. You're not going to be offensive.
Okay.
Because Cher... as far as I know, lives on the West Coast. She's not listening to B98. She might be on the app. I don't know.
She looks younger than I do, so yeah.
Kara, your turn.
My favorite, Tony Basil, Mickey.
Is correct. Okay, picture Tony Basil in the 80s in the outfit that she was wearing back in the 80s. And now tell me how old you think Tony Basil is.
Oh, I think she's in her 80s and she still wears that outfit and she still dances and breaks it down.
Rocking it at 79 years old.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Drex, your next song.
Okay. Is that Tina Turner?
Correct. Actually, Tina Turner, the musical, coming to the Fox Theater here at the end of the month.
Ooh.
Tina Turner, any guesses?
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Well, listen, I don't know. After George Michael last week,
you
were all worried about offending Cher, and now poor Tina Turner.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump down your throat there.
Any guesses?
I bet she's 82.
83.
Oh, close.
All right. Where are we?
I think we're tied up
and over to you. West? Good luck.
Oh.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
You recognize it?
I do, yeah.
You do?
Oh.
It's I don't know Meredith's last name, but it's like the it's a bad
I'm a
word.
B, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a B. It's Meredith Brooks.
Oh.
What she means to say is, I'm a 64-year-old.
Okay.
All right. Final song on Beat Shazam. Ooh. Going over to Drex with a possible win if you get this.
Aww. Not fair.
Joan Jett. I love rock and roll, Carol.
Correct. Chose the perfect part of that song.
Of course,
too,
it
right?
breaks
the
down. Mello, yeah.
The Bic lighters come out, so you're welcome for that.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Interesting, Ray, that you need forgiveness from your daughter for not paying her college tuition.
I made a deal with my daughter. If she kept her grades up, and she just helped out around the house, that I'd pay her full tuition.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
And
she dropped the ball on something?
Well, I just asked her to watch my kids over the weekend, and she canceled at the last minute, told me she couldn't do it. And it just kind of made me angry that, you know, I thought we had a thing, and she was doing great at her grades. She's doing good. And so I cut off her tuition payment of $1,500.
So the deal was keep your grades up, but also help out around the house. And you have other kids, like younger kids with a daughter in college?
I've got a set of twins that are younger, yeah.
Okay.
How old are they?
8 years old.
And you asked Addison, who was in college, you asked her to babysit the 8-year-old twins, I mean, for free, or were you going to pay her, or what?
Well, no, for free. I mean, I'm paying her tuition. I figured that was
part of the deal. Okay. All right, so it sounds like she should be asking for your forgiveness. Why are you asking for her forgiveness?
Well, I didn't really tell her I wasn't going to pay her tuition, and she got hit with a bill for $1,500, and she put it on Instagram, a posting with a copy of the bill saying, "This is what happens when your daddy's a jerk."
Ray, that's got to cut like a knife.
Public shaming. Yeah.
So you were kind of upset that she didn't want to watch her, I guess, younger brothers for free, and so you're like, oh, you're not going to do that? I'm not going to pay your tuition. And this whole thing blew up. It's probably gotten uglier than it needed to.
Yeah, and it escalated quickly. Her thing was, well, if she didn't do it, I'd have to pay somebody else, so just give her the money. And I just thought, that's not part of the deal, you know?
Mm. Also, Instagram as a weapon like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you want her to take that post down.
Oh, yeah. And also, to go to that extreme, it must really hurt her feelings. And so that's where I feel bad.
Yeah, you are the dad in this situation.
Yeah, so, she's going to end up getting the $1,500 one way or another. Ray, sit tight because we're going to contact your daughter, Addison, and we'll help you ask her for forgiveness coming up next, okay?
Thanks.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ray said he'd pay his daughter's tuition if she did some things around the house, kept her grades up. Well, she kept the grades up, but she refused to watch his 8-year-old twins, and so he responded by not paying $1,500 tuition. Then she goes on Instagram to publicly shame him. We got to help these two work this out. Ray, she's not going to know you're on the phone. We're going to talk to Addison here.
Hello?
Is this Addison?
Yes, this is she.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara Khan from B98.5. How are you?
I'm good. Just getting ready for class.
Yeah, that's why we were calling. We heard there was an issue with your tuition payment this month.
Yeah, it is stressing me out big time.
Well, we understand that, like, I mean, all you'd have to do is a little bit of free babysitting and that wouldn't be a stressor anymore, Addison.
I feel weird babysitting those kids.
Those kids? You mean your brothers?
Right. They aren't my brothers.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I thought that was the case. Like, they're probably your half-brothers. If you're in college and they're 8, you know, different marriage. Yeah.
I don't know where this is going, honestly, but they aren't my half-brothers either.
Okay. Well, we got to figure this out here. Addison, your dad is on the other line. Is he your real dad, Ray?
Wait, do you have my dad or my daddy on the phone?
You're what now? We have Ray on the phone. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And he called because he wanted to get your forgiveness.
You have Ray on the phone?
Hey, Addison, it's daddy.
Hey.
Addison, is there a difference between your dad and your daddy?
Yeah. My dad's name is William.
So then who's Ray?
I'm her sugar daddy.
Oh,
wow.
Wait a second.
I mean, that would make sense why Addison didn't want to babysit.
I've heard of this. Then. Addison, you're a sugar baby. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
We got to go.
Yeah, it's tough to get involved with the, you know what I mean, any sort of this agreement, you know?
It feels really, really weird hanging out with your kids, Ray, while you go on a date with your wife. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah. Okay, but that was the arrangement we had. You'd help out.
What out?
I'm dying to know, but I'm also afraid to ask, like, what is all involved with this? Is it just that you watch the kids? Is it just that he takes care of the bills?
He said he's going to pay my college tuition and that I would help out occasionally. Like, if I was already there and his wife was gone, that I would help make dinner for the kids. I don't want to go and watch the kids while you go on a date with her, Ray. That's weird, and it's unacceptable for me. That is not what I agreed to.
Does Ray's wife know about you, Addison?
No, she doesn't.
Ray, is that true?
Yeah, she knows about it. Yeah, she's cool with it.
No, she doesn't, Ray. She thinks that I'm a babysitter. She does not know what's going on.
You're just sitting on a different baby.
Ray, at what point did you think it was a good idea to call a radio station?
Yeah,
and
why'd
put
you,
this out on the radio?
And you called her your daughter. She's not your daughter.
I mean, he is my daddy.
I've got to take another call. I don't think I can really stay on this.
Should we not even bother asking about forgiveness, Addison? Is this relationship now over or?
No, of course not. No, this is a business transaction. We just need to figure out our rules. I didn't even expect to have to deal with this today. And Ray, we will be talking about it later.
Very good. Do you forgive him for not paying the $1,500?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you. That was rhetorical.
You think he's going to pay it?
Yes, he will.
Oh, boy. Okay. Y'all are going to have to work that out.
Yeah.
We definitely will.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Imagine finding out your kids have been late to school day after day. Unexcused tardiness, and it's another mom's fault. Mm. Nicole is to blame. She needs forgiveness on Forgive and Forget. That's coming up tomorrow morning at 7.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Megan and Kirkwood, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
Did you have a good weekend?
I work in a restaurant, so yeah, I was just working all weekend.
You're like, so no.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio.
Bye, Kara.
See you, Megan. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara will step out. We'll ask you these 5 trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. Fans are loving That 90s Show so much that Netflix renewed it for a second season. That show's a spinoff of what Fox comedy series?
That 70s Show.
Question two, Latin artist Bad Bunny opened the Grammys last night. And the first award went to what former One Direction band member?
I can only assume Harry Styles.
Question number three. Speaking of Harry Styles, he won the night's biggest award for Album of the Year. He was nominated alongside what fellow Brit for her album 30?
Oh, gosh. God, is it Jessie J? I don't know.
Question number four. We're just finding out. The actress who played the mom in A Christmas Story passed away last month. In that movie, Ralphie got in trouble for swearing while helping his dad do what?
I don't remember.
Number five, the alleged Chinese spy balloon was shot down over Myrtle Beach Saturday. Name one of the two gases that are used in hot air balloons.
Hydrogen?
Jeez, science this morning. Bring Kara back in.
Megan got them both right, number five.
Good one.
Nice. Yeah, Kara coming back in. Megan, you did well. Slipped up just on a few. We'll see what happens.
All right, Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
That 90s show is a spinoff of what show?
That 70s show.
So Megan said, 1-1.
Question two. First award at the Grammys last night went to what former One Direction band member?
Harry Styles.
That's what Megan said, 2-2.
Question three. What British artist has the album called 30?
Adele.
Megan said Jessie J is a British female artist.
Bit of a throwback.
Yeah. All right, 3-2 is the score.
Question number four. In A Christmas Story, Ralphie gets in trouble for swearing while helping his dad do what?
Change the tire.
That's what we were looking for, Megan. 4-2. She didn't get it right.
Finally, number five. Name one of the two gases that are used in hot air balloons.
Hydrogen?
Can you name the other one? Because Megan got them both right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is
helium?
Right.
Helium?
Helium is right. Yay! As well.
Did you say hydrogen or pydrogen?
I said hydrogen.
Okay.
All right, final score, 5-3. Megan and Kirkwood, you're smarter than Kara.
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,378 wins, 45 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Megan.
That's all right.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com. Have a great day, Megan.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.